And we're live. Good morning, September 17, Monday, September 17, approximately 7 in the morning. Crazy weekend. Boxing in Vegas, UFC in Russia, upcoming UFC fights. It's gonna be crazy. A crazy month of October as well. There's a couple more fights coming in this September. Just gotta look into the calendar. But quick shout out to Canelo fans. Personally, I think it was a tie. I think it was a draw this time. The first fight, it was a Triple G won. But this time, I think it was an actual draw. I saw the fight. I think it was very, very, very close. One of the judges called it a tie. I said, okay, so it's going to be a draw. Another draw, tie, third fight. Let's do it. More money. They're going to fucking kill it on the pay-per-views. But no, they decided. Not decided, but the two judges gave it to Canelo. And, you know, it is what it is. I think it was 15-13 and 15-13, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't know, man. I honestly think that it was a draw this time. But, you know, people are judging. They're more seeing that Canelo hit more on the face of Triple G. Because Triple G was, how he looked. He looked all swelled up. And yeah, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean, I mean, there's body shots. You know, can affect as much or even more than headshots. Obviously, depending on where you hit in the head, you can knock out someone on the. Obviously, you can knock someone out on the head. When I get clean shot on the head, but especially on the chin. But I mean, body shots can do more effect long term on the fight. One of my favorite fighters was Chavez, the dad, not the son, not that idiot of the son, but the dad. Most of the fights he won, it was a straight shot to the liver, you know, and you know, boom, he hit it. He keeps boxing you, and then a couple seconds later, they felt it and they fucking collapse. But I think the first fight, in my opinion, Triple G won. It was straight clean to him. But, you know, Canelo is the golden boy. He's in Golden Boy Promotions, and he is the golden boy. He's young. So, boxing is not clean, man. It's never been clean. Even with my all-time favorite, Chavez, even with him, wasn't clean. So, it doesn't shock me that it's still not clean. And it never will be clean. There's a lot of money involved. There's a lot of no bets to be paid or not wanted to get paid. You know, it's not clean. It's not clean. Another example of not being clean, Mayweather versus Maidana, the first one. Maidana fucking rocked them. Maidana was going at Mayweather, beat straight out murder, savage. And what happened in the end? They give it to Mayweather. Why? Because he has the money. He was promoting it. His Mayweather's promotion. He's fighting on Showtime where he had a contract. So all this stacked goes against a fighter. And it's just the way it is. It's like how can you possibly think like Mayweather's situation that Mayweather is going to lose when he's promoting it? He has the contract with Showtime. He's the one who's putting the money. He is the one, everything. How? And not just that, he's winning the most money out of the fight. You know, just for example, Maidana and Mayweather. They just said Mayweather, he gained $100, right, in the fight. I don't want to get with the full amount, but Mayweather, win or losing, he was getting $100. And Maidana, win or losing, he was getting $10. You know, this is fucking amazing. This is fucking amazing, but that's just the way it is. So in this kind of situations, fighters, they're going against another fighter that is the promoter or has a contract with the pay-per-view distributor like Showtime or HBO. You gotta fucking, you know, knock their heads out. Straight up, you gotta knock their heads out. Because if you don't, you're not gonna win that fight. You're just not going to win that fight. And that's just the way it is from day one. And this is another example. You know, I heard experts saying, and I agree with them, that if Triple G wanted it to win this time, make it, you know, legit, he won. There's no excuse. There's no second guessing. There's nothing. Triple G needed to knock him out. If they were to go to decisions like it did, Canelo was going to win. And that's what happened. Now, Canelo is a good fighter, and it was a good fight. But they're protecting him. They're protecting him. They have been protecting him for a long time. Just think about all the previous fights he has got, Canelo. You know, yeah, they're good fighters. Obviously, they're in the league, of pro league. They're pro fighters, professional fighters. But other than that, the main name that he ever fought was Mayweather, and he lost straight. Mayweather outboxed him. So, you know, yeah. It was a good fight. It can go either way. Personally, I think it was a tie this time. It was a draw. And, you know, business-wise, I think that would have been the best for both of them. It would be another draw. And then people will invest a lot more. But, you know, Canelo. Canelo won. It's going to be a third fight. I'm pretty sure not this year, maybe by May of next year. I think Canelo has another fight. Canelo wants to get a Golden Boy promotion. He has a couple more fights with Golden Boy, and he wants to get those fights as soon as possible. So he's going to do another fight by the end of this year, pretty sure December, because October or November is not a, no way. He's probably gonna do it in December, and then another fight in May, and then probably another fight in September. Both of them next year, obviously, and you know that's pretty much it. I think he has three or four fights with Mayweather, and with Golden Boy promotion, and then he wants to go and do it on his own, which that's where you make the money. Where you promote your own fights, that's where you make the money. So he wants to be Canelo promotion. Which he already is doing, but he's still on the contract with Golden Boy. He wants to get rid of that. Triple G is, I think, he's in the mid-30s, so he has another couple fights on him as well, on a good level. So a third fight makes sense just to clean doubts, to clear out any doubts. Especially for Canelo, so we'll see on that when it's going to be announced. But I'm guessing it's going to be May of next year. But yeah, let's see what's going on, man. Because I would like to see another fight. It's going to be interesting. UFC, there was a UFC event in Russia. I was keeping tabs on it. I was going back and forth with these and with these fights and the Canelo, because I taped it, so I was going back and forth. The main event obviously was interesting. Mark Hunt being very vocal about Brock Lesnar, obviously, and not being happy about the way he fought, and he feels that UFC did not care that Brock wasn't the juice, but that was a long time, so I think he's pretty much over it, but he's still talking shit which I don't blame him. Nobody, I don't think anybody would. But he lost. He lost by submission. Rear neck choke. I don't know if I can even say his name. Alexei Oleinik. Hopefully I'm pronouncing it correctly. Crazy record. 57-11-1. That's a crazy, crazy, crazy record. The co-main event was light heavyweight. Blachnicki versus Krolik. Man, again, if I'm pronouncing this last name incorrectly, please forgive me. Submission again. Blachnicki won by submission on round two, 2:41. The minute was 2:41. It was a good fight. Another heavyweight fight was Andrew Arlesky versus Shabil. Decision on this one. It was 3-round fight, heavyweight fight. So it was a good. I think it's a good amount. I think heavyweights need to go 3 fights. I mean, you gotta think about it when they're fighting 245. I think the max is 260, 265. You can't go above that. But imagine 245, 230, even 250, doing 5 rounds. A lot. There's a lot of weight for them to be doing 5 minutes round. It's too much. But yeah, and a lot of heavyweight fights on this one. And then welterweight, Alexic versus Thiago. Decision for Alexic. That was Russia. I know UFC wants to do more fights in Russia, and you know, I think I'm not 100%. I think this is the first time that they're fighting Russia. They wanted to see how it went. My personal opinion, it went well, but I think they need to get bigger names, obviously, on this kind of fights. But this was a UFC fight night. UFC Fight Night 136. So, you know, it's not like a UFC 228 or 229 or 230 or 231, one of those pay-per-views, big, huge pay-per-views UFC that they do. I think they also gotta get rid of those. They should just call it UFC pay-per-view, not 228 or Fight Night, whatnot, because it feels like it's important, especially to fighters. That's just my opinion. But more fights in Russia is going to keep coming up. I think eventually they're going to have those savages from Kyrgyzstan, like Khabib, like Saviv, and all those fucking killers on those Russian pay-per-views. That's going to boost their ratings for sure. UFC 229, fucking stoked about this car. It's stacked as a motherfucker. Main event, Khabib, Conor, co-main event, Tony, Anthony, and then you have light heavyweight, same prick versus Dominic, heavyweight, Derek Lewis, against that devastated, ugly fight, versus, Angano. He's gonna come back and fight, Foltuk, and then the women, strikeweight, Waterson versus Harris. Of course, you know, everybody's fine. Everybody's talking about Khabib and Conor. But I'm interested, obviously, in the Khabib and Conor. But I'm interested to see how Tony's came back, or how he's feeling from his injury, knee injury. Tony Ferguson, and I think after who wins from both of them, I feel like Tony, if Tony wins against Anthony, and he's gonna take on in the winner of Khabib and Conor. I think that's what it needs to happen. I know that the UFC is doing this big thing about the big fights. They did it with DC and Stipe Aoki. So, and now they're gonna do it with Brock Lesnar and DC. But you know, they should give the fight that everybody wants to see. You know, and that's between all three of them, which is Conor, Khabib, Conor Ferguson, Khabib Ferguson, or you know. I think all three of them need to fight at least once. Khabib and Ferguson twice. They were going to fight twice, and all both of them did not happen because Khabib, his fucking kidneys were giving up on him because he was kind of weight. And the second time, Ferguson got injured. His knee. So there's a lot of talk that the GSP wants to fight the winner of Khabib and Conor, but Dana already came out and said that's not going to happen. So if that's not going to happen, then you should give the winner, if Ferguson wins. Ferguson wins, he should get the winner of Khabib and Conor. But that's if he wins. Me personally, I feel that Conor and Khabib is going to be a good fight. It could either go both ways. It could be a crazy fight, or it could be a stupid, ugly, slow fight with no shots thrown, no nothing. So we'll see about that. So hopefully it doesn't go that route. But besides that, my prediction that who is going to win, I'll probably give it another couple episodes. My prediction is October 6th. We got a couple weeks for it. But interesting. GSP is looking for the main fight. I mean, the big super fight too, because that's obviously the money fight. But you know, I think he needs to fight. I don't know who else could be a big fight for him. The Diaz brothers. I mean, Nick is already good to go after, you know, those the losses he had. They could do a rematch, you know. The first one, the GSP won, so they could do like another rematch. And it'll be a big fight. You know, that's what he's looking for. This, you know, how, you know, at this time of his life, especially, you know, late 30s. He can easily, you know, have a big money fight with Nick, or even with Nate. Both of them, either of them, can hype up the fight for sure. But you know, Mr. GSP does what Mr. GSP wants. So who knows? Who knows? You know that. I don't know. Who else? There was talks about Woodley, but I don't know if Woodley. I think Woodley should go against Covington. There's bad blood between them, so they'll be making an interesting fight. Yeah, that'd be interesting. I think they should go first, and then whoever wants to go against GSP for both of them. Because GSP, he can go either up or he can go down. I think he can go to 185, obviously, and then he was at 175. He was at 170, and he can go. I think he could go to 155 to face off Conor. But we'll see about that. Another news. John Jones was in the UFC Performance Center. So, hey man, who knows? UFC 230 still needs a main event. Another one, Brock Lesnar show up in the, one of those stupid WWE shows. So there's been talks that he's still doing that. Pretty sure he's still doing that shit just for money. But the fight he wants, and he will return to UFC is DC next year for sure. Other than that, that was pretty much it. Pretty much updates for the Canelo Triple G UFC fight 136, UFC 229, and until next time, guys. Don't forget to leave a message and a comment. And we're out.